Will you notice this now as we get into it? And I'm beginning reading chapter 12, verse 1. He began to speak unto them by parables. And a certain man planted a vineyard and set a hedge about it, digged a place for the wine fat, built a tower, let it out to husbandmen, and went into a far country. Now, this vineyard is that which Isaiah called it, a vineyard he brought out of Egypt, that vine, he planted it. That's the nation Israel. Gave them a God-given religion, the only people that ever had a God-given religion and the visible presence of God. Churches never had that. Now he says, and this is for the religious rulers of his day, listen to this, and at the season he sent to the husbandman a servant, that he might receive from the husbandman of the fruit of the vineyard. And they caught him and beat him and sent him away empty. And again he sent unto them another servant, and at him they cast stones and wounded him in the head, sent him away shamefully handled. And again he sent another, and him they killed, and many others, beating some, killing some, having yet therefore one son, his well-beloved, he sent him also last unto them, saying, they will reverence my son. But those husbandmen said among themselves, this is the heir, come let us kill him, and the inheritance shall be ours. And they took him and killed him and cast him out of the vineyard. What shall therefore the Lord of the vineyard do? He'll come and destroy the husbandman, and will give the vineyard unto others. And have ye not read the scripture, the stone which the builders rejected is become the head of the corner? This was the Lord's doing. It's marvelous in our eyes. And they sought to lay on him, but feared the people, for they knew that he had spoken this parable against them, and they left him and went their way. Now, I think it's quite obvious what he's talking about in this parable here. The servants that God sent were the prophets, and the certain man that had the vineyard is God the Father. The vineyard is the nation Israel. God chose and protected this nation. The husbandmen were the religious rulers. And therefore, he sent his son. That's the Lord Jesus Christ, his well-beloved son. And you remember, he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And he came to the world also. Our Lord here is making a deliberate and direct thrust at the religious rulers who stood before him. They had already plotted his death, and he brought their plans out into the light. He knew what was in man. He told the religious rulers what they would do. He prophesied their every step and anticipated their every move, and he charges them with murder before they kill him. I think this is a remarkable incident, friends. He predicts the judgment of the religious rulers. And if you want to see that, move to 70 A.D. when Titus destroyed that city, took them into captivity. And look at the Colosseum in Rome, and it was Jewish slave labor that built that. Now, will you notice, we have here, this is something quite wonderful. The stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner. That's not another parable. What we have here, this is a two-in-one parable. And Christ was a stumbling stone and a rock of offense to the religious rulers, but many of the people turned to him. And he became the headstone of the corner in the future when he comes again to the earth. And we find that Zechariah spoke of this in Zechariah 4:7. Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel thou shalt become a plain. He shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, grace, grace unto it. Now, the religious rulers obviously would have taken the Lord Jesus at this time and executed him, but they're afraid of the people, you see.